Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
I'm so super excited about tonight's show. I have got an entrepreneur next to me. And before I start and tell you about her, and she's going to take it away, I want everyone to go to sunkisscharters.com. And we have a memorable experience for your family out in the Gulf of Mexico on a 28-foot, and it's actually a pontoon boat. And it's so much fun. We have chip soda and water on board. We have fishing poles, fishing license, snorkeling equipment, and your own captain for $125 an hour to our minimum. And we also have a sailboat. SunKissCharters.com, and get over to that ice rink over in Alberton and go skating. It's a perfect month for the holidays to get out there and pull out your ice skates, or you could rent them from them. Introducing yourself today, everybody. Let the world know who you are.
My name is Marcy Novus Levine, and I am a holistic lifestyle educator, and I am also an author, a speaker, and working on becoming a coach.
That is fabulous. We're sitting here before the show, and you showed me your book that you wrote, and you wrote a couple other books. I'm so impressed. I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Yes, wow. I can get up. I wrote that in 2016 when I was going through some struggles, and I thought tonight would be a really good night to, you know, introduce it, because there's so many people out there struggling. You know, the world is hurting, and we have a lot of chaos and strife, and the best thing we could do is, you know, try to pick ourselves back up and just keep moving forward. So
I want to tell everybody, you're on Facebook a lot. I want to bring you back. Maybe you can come in and we'll split some shows. And I just was so impressed of even watching your Facebook live feeds and talking about other things, like people zapping your energy. Give everybody your Facebook where they can follow you.
My Facebook, I have two of them. I have Holistic Lifestyle Now, and then I also have my Facebook, which is actually business as well, and it's under Marcy Novus Levine, and it has all my little clips. And also I have a podcast through iTunes, which is Holistic Lifestyle Now, and I have another one that is Beyond Limitations, and that's on iTunes. And my YouTube, my background is in alternative medicine and also public health. I have a bachelor's in alternative medicine, a master's in public health, and I was kind of not working in the medical field for a little while because, you know, I was healing from an injury and an illness, and so I thought the best way to heal is to help other people. So, you know, a lot of us, you know, don't realize, you know, when we're going through a struggle, the best thing we could do is go out and help somebody else, because, you know, it's life is not, you know, warm and fuzzy all the time, even though we want it to be warm and fuzzy all the time. But so that's been my journey, is trying to help as many people as I can while I am also healing. And one of the main things I'm doing right now is I am working on a cause that is under cause.care. It's under cause.com, and it's all for the homeless and affordable housing. Because there's so many people out there right now that are homeless in our country that do not have housing. And there's even people out there that have jobs, and they're living in their cars, they're living in their vans, and they just cannot afford, you know, housing. So I have this petition that I started, and it's with cause.com. And this is, it's also change.com as well. And this is a petition. It's called For Affordable Housing under Marcy Novus Levine. And this is actually for the people that make under $60,000 a year to actually get a stimulus check for to help with supplemental housing. And I do have quite a few people on there right now that are signing on to it. But, you know, it's like I said, you know, it's just been a little bit challenging with all the housing, you know, that people cannot afford. And excuse me, one second, I have a drink. But if you can go on there and check it out, you know, and help out, you know, so maybe we can get some answers from some people so we can actually help, you know, people in our country. So what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, too, is, you know, we're coming into the holiday season. And, you know, one major thing that we all have to deal with our stress level by doing diaphragmic breathing and different types of breathing. So that's one thing we could do, you know, to help ourselves during the holiday season and during a time of, you know, lots of stress and, you know, all the stress from the parties and, you know, having an abundant amount of stress that could actually raise our cortisol so high that we can actually get type 2 diabetes, and we can start having hypertension in our bodies, and we can also, you know, start really having a lot of issues with other types of diseases. So, you know, the main thing we need to do is try to reduce our stress. There's another way to reduce our stress by doing some meditation. You know, years ago, the meditation used to be really woo-woo. You know, everybody used to say, oh, that's a little woo-woo, that's weird. But now they're even doing meditation in schools and also in corporate offices. So meditation is very, very good for reducing stress. Exercise is another thing that's very, very beneficial for stress management. And, you know, if you feel like you're really overloaded with the stress, make sure you go and do some exercise, even if it's just walking for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, whatever it is. But you need to do a little bit of, you know, exercise. Also, drinking water, hydrating. Hydrating actually reduces our cortisol. You know, if we are hydrated, it actually helps, you know, with all the organs, every single organ in our body, and it helps us to stay, you know, more calm. So if you feel like you're really, really stressed out about something, take a big drink of water. Drink a whole bottle of water. So, and you know, and take care of yourself. Do some self-care. Self-care is the most important thing that we could do during the holiday season. You know, make sure you're taking some time to go get a massage, or, you know, just get away for a couple hours, you know, from work and from, you know, the everyday hustle and bustle of things, right? Because, you know, if you're not, then what's going to happen is you're just going to be even more stressed out. So, you know, That's another good tip. Another one is spend time with good quality people, because, you know, during the holidays, you know, sometimes we end up being around family and friends and people that we don't see all the time. So when that happens, a lot of times it's not always warm and fuzzy. Sometimes we have some little, you know, arguments and different things that, you know, could cause us to kind of not be so joyful. So just make sure that you're prepared for that one. So that's a little bit about the stress. Another thing is what I talked about on Facebook was protecting your energy. Our energy is so crucial to how we perform every day and how we live our life. And sometimes if we are, you know, really, really drained, the last thing we want to do is to be around people that are the same way. We want to be around people that are uplifting our energy, because we are all made of this ball of energy, right? And if you are radiating energy that is very low, and you start getting around people that are also low energy, it's just gonna migrate to both of you just being really low energy. Have you ever had an incident where you got a phone call and you were like really, really excited about this phone call, right? And you're on the phone and you're talking to this person was like a negative Nelly or negative, you know, Nancy or whatever. And next thing you know, you get off the phone and you just feel yucky. You just feel so drained. And it's because of the energy they projected to you. And that goes with, you know, somebody angry too. If you talk to somebody on the phone that's really angry and you wonder why you all of a sudden start feeling angry, it's all about the energy. So, anyways, with the little energy stuff that I am giving you the little tidbits on that, I just wanted to tell you again, I have a live show that I do on Facebook. I have recordings I do on Facebook, and I am more than happy to, you know, give you some information about the classes that I teach. And I would really love you to go on to Amazon, check out my book. I have another book coming, which the other book that's coming is called Healing Does Not Have to Be Rocket Science. That'll be done in February. This one here is called I'm Falling, and I Can Get Up. So with that said, I just wanted to, you know, really tell you a little bit about you know, the book and how we can actually do some, you know, really good healing with this. So, and this is all about, you know, picking yourself up, back up after you've gone through a storm. You know, when you go through some type of craziness in your life and or some type of trauma, and that's what I touch on a lot, you know, with the trauma and transformation from one type of, you know, lifestyle to another. So and that's what this is about. This is about picking yourself back up. And even though it's not easy, but, you know, it is doable. And there's people out there that have experienced the same thing that you have. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about the book. And you can purchase it on Amazon. It is on Amazon. And my new book will be coming out, should be done by February if I don't have any more issues with publication. But that is also about healing. And like I said, you know, healing does not have to be rocket science, but sometimes we make it, you know, a little bit more difficult than it is. And
And my healing journey, like I said, my healing journey has been, you know, over quite a few years. And I had an accident and an illness. And that's why I am, you know, trying to do as much as I can to help other people that have gone through some challenging times as well. So, you know, with that said, I really hope that, you know, you contact me and we can, you know, really keep in touch on this whole healing journey. And I mean, even if you're going through, you know, some type of maybe you've gone through a divorce or a job loss, you know, grief is very, you know, very profound in our healing journey. And it's good to have the feelings, you know, it really is, you know, because if you have repression, it leads to depression. So we cannot repress, you know, what we're going through. And like I said, so many people have gone through so many things since COVID. And it's, you know, it's just a big journey for all of us. So, and with that said, you know, I'd really like you to check out my Facebook and also my website. So, and like I said, my book should be done in February and that is Healing Does Not Have to Be Rocket Science. And I also have the YouTube channel as well, which is under Marcy Novus Levine. And that is all about the healing journey and how we can take our healing to another level. Because, you know, we all have, you know, something that we're going through, right? And that's why I really like you to check out my information so, you know, I could help you more with some of my courses and some of my information. So I really enjoy helping people that are going through, you know, a lot of trauma and different things in their life. So, you know, so I know a lot of people right now, you know, since after COVID have really gone through, you know, some really difficult situations. And you know, with that being said, you know, a lot of people have lost a lot of things and it hasn't been easy, right? It hasn't been easy for a lot of people, but you know, if we have community, the most important thing is to have community. Have people that you know are there for you, that have your back, that are willing to listen and share information and share ideas with. And that's what, you know, that's what my whole, you know, energy is about. I want to make sure that there's enough people out there to have this wonderful community and that are helping other people, you know, not just talking, but also going out there and helping people in the community and helping people, you know, to be better versions of themselves, right? So, and that's what we all need. We need a good, like-minded community that's health conscious, right? And the more health conscious that we become, we can share it with others. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are really struggling, you know, with their health and how to handle different types of stress. And like I said, you know, about stress is one of the major things that creates mortality, you know, and we just need to, you know, focus in more about how to alleviate some of these different, you know, things that happen to our bodies because of some of our stinking thinking, you know. And I talk a lot about mindfulness and being mindful and trying not to, you know, let, you know, things bother you as much. And that is, sometimes that's not easy, right? Sometimes it's not warm and fuzzy, but, you know. And another thing that I wanted to touch on too is isolation. There's so many people out there that have become, you know, isolated since COVID, and they don't want to, you know, do you know, spend time with others. So get out there, spend time with people, and enjoy your life, you know, and don't isolate yourself, because, you know, we really need to communicate and have a really, you know, good communication with people. So, and yeah, it's all about communicating with people and just, you know, being together in community. So I'm so glad, so happy that I was able to talk to you tonight. And please make sure you contact me. That would be wonderful. And I also have some other things too, some other goodies too that I want to share with you on holistic wellness. So thank you again. And I will be having this, you know, talk with you once again. So, and here is the music again from producer. So thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening.